political recovery for Bill Clinton seems to be underway, but recovery and rehabilitation might be a little bit more complicated for Una Lee and Laura Ling. Here's what Laura told reporters.
The past 140 days have been the most difficult, heart-wrenching time of our lives.
Joining us to discuss the process of recovery is Dr. Yael Danieli, a clinical psychologist and trauma specialist who has a private practice here in New York City. We're also joined by Anthony Feinstein, professor of psychiatry at the University of Toronto and author of Journalists Under Fire, The Psychological Hazards of Covering War. Dr. Danieli, I want to start with you. You've written and counseled extensively on the emotional aftermath of hostages and political prisoners. Can you help us understand what Laura and Una might be feeling right now as they adjust to this new freedom?
Of course. Right now, they're probably not sure whether they are sleeping or awake, whether they are in a nightmare or in a happy dream. The sounds, the smells, the whether they're in their own beds or in the United States or in North Korea.
So you would say that they probably are feeling just total disorientation.
Yes, disorientation and somewhat of a culture shock on some level.
Do victims of these types of circumstances of, you know, being held prisoner or hostage, do they suffer a sense of emotional isolation that no one can really understand what they went through?
They tend to. They depends to a large degree also if they were imprisoned together or separately. My impression is that they must have been together because speaking, she used the word we. So my impression is that they were together, which is helpful.
Interesting. Dr. Feinstein, I want to bring you into this. You work with journalists who cover war. Do journalists suffer in particular ways? Do they often feel obligated, for example, to go public with their story before they're ready because of their profession as storytellers?
I think there are going to be many pressures and stresses on the journalists here. Certainly, that's one that you've highlighted, but that's not an invariable situation. I also think that much will depend on how the journalists were treated while in captivity. It's also been my experience with journalists that the range of stress that they're subjected to while held captive can vary. The journalists who can be treated fairly and quite well while in captivity, they can be fed, they don't necessarily have to be beaten or tortured. And then I've come across situations where journalists have been treated abysmally while in captivity, threatened with execution, mock execution, etc. So I think a lot can depend on the circumstances of the captivity.
Well, Dr. Feinstein, it seems to me that in this particular case, there are a couple of differences between a lot of the hostages that we've covered and that you've focused on in your research. I mean, they wanted to see the inside of North Korea. As traumatic as this must have been for them, they also had a window, an absolutely fascinating window on a society that almost no journalist gets to see. And in telling that story, it seems to me they have a leg up on the aftermath that someone who is maybe chained to a bed in Lebanon doesn't have.
Correct. I think, you know, I'm not familiar with the exact circumstances of their captivity, but you raise a good point. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out in future as they recover from this ordeal, because that may in fact turn out to be a positive factor when they look back on this awful captivity for themselves.
Dr. Danieli, how do they go back to normal? Is that possible after this kind of experience?
The phrase going back to normal always worries me because you don't go back. There is the cultural demand to go back to normal, but we just don't do that. And if there is the pressure to do that, it stands in the way of recovery. But as journalists, actually, there are people with a mission and people who are used to covering stories, which means to put experiences into words. And the articulation of traumatic experiences is helpful in itself in the struggle to heal. So as journalists, they do have a leg up. But as people who are public victims, they will have special challenges in the sense that natural recovery will very well be interfered with.
I'm sure I speak for all of us when I say that we're pulling for these two ladies. Thank you for joining us. That was Dr. Yael Danieli and Dr. Anthony Feinstein, both psychiatrists who study this issue closely.
Well, you know, there's a tension there. I mean, I agree with her that if you're a journalist, it's actually helpful because you're...
To be a storyteller.
Well, you've got... Yeah, I mean, you can go through it. You can tell the narrative of your captivity. I think that is helpful. But being very public...
Right.
Know,
I mean, to
have
the media
camped
out on your front yard...
is going to be a problem. So,
you know, poking you.